Aloha and welcome everyone to Making Love Visible. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I can only imagine how curious you must be about this topic. Well, I have to admit, I am too because I never, ever in my wildest dreams ever thought I would ta I oh my goodness, I'm even tongue-tied. It's so exciting. I have two pageant winners and they are Miss Hawaii USA, and not just that, they're sisters. And I find it remarkable. And so I just kind of became curious about what's up for these two, that they have probably lived a few lives, a few years, going back and forth, talking about what bikini do they wear and what gown do they wear. But I think there's something even more deep, something really deep that runs in their family. And so I'm sure that they are making love visible. So I want to introduce to you my two guests today. My first one is Julianne Chu, and she's a second grade teacher. She is the former, well, I guess, I think, wait, Julie, you're the actively still, and the title is I Am Miss Hawaii USA 2018. Is that how you would say it?
Yeah, I would say that I'm, a former queen. So I am a former Miss Hawaii USA 2018 and also a former Miss Hawaii Teen USA 2010.
Yeah, okay. So that title just never goes away. That's who you are. It just goes with you. And I want to say to all of you that I had the honor of meeting her on December 26th at her engagement, along with 17 other doxies, because she's a doxy mom. That's a dachshund for those of you that don't know. And then when I discovered that her younger sister was crowned as Miss Hawaii USA 2021, I about lost it. I said, two sisters, we got to do this. So welcome, Allison. I'm so glad you're with us too. Thank you for being with me.
Hi, no, thank you so much for having me and Julie. I'm just so honored to be here.
It's really neat. So I mean, I just can't help but be curious. Has this ever happened before in the state of Hawaii where there have been sisters that were both crowned as with titles like this? How about you, Julie? Will you answer that?
Yes, it happened once before, and actually the director of the pageant is Alicia Michioka, so her and her younger sister won back to back. So they were the first set of sisters, but that was quite a bit of go. So we are the second set of sisters from Hawaii, but it's not common whatsoever.
Super exciting. And so, Allison, how did you, well, you know what, I'm going to call you Allie because I feel that's more comfortable. So Allie, how did you feel when your sister won? And were you all of a sudden like, I want to be like her, or were you two always alike? Or tell me a little bit about that experience.
Well, I think me and Julie are actually kind of polar opposite in some way. It's funny, but I think just watching Julie, and she had so much love and determination to really earn the Miss Hawaii USA title, and seeing the confidently beautiful woman she's become and the women that have come out of this organization over the years of her competing was so inspiring. And I was a former Miss Hawaii America in 2016, and I truly just loved giving back to my community, and having the opportunity to do that again this year has just been, I'm so honored. It's been so amazing so far.
That's so neat. And I'm curious, are there any other women in your family that are looking to the future of a role like this? How about Julie?
No, we do have another sister. She's an older sister, but pageantry is just not her thing. She's such a goofball, but honestly, I feel like if we pushed her at a younger age, maybe she probably would have done it. But I think for now, we'll remain the second set of sisters that won Miss Hawaii USA.
That's so cool. So I heard a speech by Miss Hawaii USA 2020, Samantha Nyland, a couple of days ago. And she shared a bit about her journey and what led her down that path. So Julie, I'm curious, how did you ever get involved in I feel like it's a soiree because I only see the beautiful part. And I came to the pageant that you won, actually. And I was most excited because you were a doxy mom, and so am I. And I had a huge meetup group at that time. And I said, oh, the girl with all the dogs, she has to win because she's a dog lover and she's authentic and she's vulnerable. And anyway, so what brought you down this path?
Yeah, so I got into pageantry when I was about 15 and a half, almost 16 years old. And it was because a girlfriend of mine in high school invited me to come watch her compete at Miss Hawaii Teen USA. And I was like,
oh my gosh, I had no idea that pageants existed in Hawaii. I've only watched the national ones on TV with my mom growing up. And I said, sure, let's go. Like, I'd love to go. I invited my mom. And it was crazy because I was such a shy little soul back then. And I was like, wow, like that's so, they look so amazing on stage. Like these young women are doing it. I was like, mom, I think I'm going to come out of my comfort zone and try it out. And I did. On my second try, won Miss Hawaii Teen USA. And only from there, I started opening up my shell. And then I was like, you know what? I'm ready for Miss Hawaii USA. So I went ahead and competed. Took me a couple years to get there, but on my fifth try, I finally won. And it was honestly just a remarkable journey. You know, I am a dachshund lover. So I did write my own children's book that's featuring a dachshund and my fur babies. And I used that book to promote self-love like all over the world. So it was such an amazing journey.
I saw that. It's called Curly the Dachshund.
Yes, it is.
I love it. I just love it. I think that's super neat. I think I need to have a Well, let's have a meetup so that, you know what, we should do that. We should have a meetup with all of our doxies and you could come with your book and you could do a book signing.
I'd love to.
When there's more time after this pandemic is finished, hopefully sooner than later. And so, Ali, what made you decide you wanted, I don't want to even say follow in your sister's footsteps, but what sparked your interest to join in the competition? Because if your sister had already won, was there any part of you, well, first of all, what sparked you to join? And second of all, was there any part of you that had any concern that you might not get the crown? Like, it's only for my sister. What about me? I'm curious.
I feel like in a way there's so much more pressure, like, or pressure on myself to perform and to deliver. Especially my sister had achieved this crown and I've already have represented my state as a Miss Hawaii in the America system. So in a way it was kind of, I felt a little bit more pressure on myself to be able to deliver to that caliber that I had been performing at previously. But I'm just honestly so grateful for the outcome and just seeing how amazing of an experience Julie had through her year with the Miss USA organization and seeing the women and getting to go. My whole family we love watching pageants and I've always had admired the women from Miss USA and just getting this opportunity to represent my state at Miss USA stage is so incredible. And I'm just, you know, obviously hoping for the best.
I can imagine that all of that, the previous knowledge definitely helped set you up for success. I can see that. And so what about your parents? I mean, did they ever imagine having two pageant crown holders? I mean, tell me, because they must be extraordinary people to have raised women like you. And so I'm curious about that. Tell me a little bit more. Julie.
Well, both of our parents are physicians and honestly, they had no idea we were going to do well at all pageants. They came to support. Of course, our mom was definitely rooting for the best. She's seen how pageants run on TV. And she was like, I think we know how to do it. And we literally were trial and error until we finally won growing up. And I think, you know, obviously now with my sister winning, not only I was a nervous wreck, my mom was a nervous wreck because we were just sitting there like watching Allie and just having these high expectations, like, oh my gosh, I hope she wins. And so I know when she was crowned, we both like lost it. We were crying. We were screaming from our living room because we couldn't be there in person. But my mom is like extremely proud. You know, she's a hardworking mom. She raised us and she's just super proud of the woman that we've become today.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I was thinking too about the differences because I watched both of your crowning videos. Well, I watched yours again, Julie, in a video format, and Ali, I watched yours in a video format because it wasn't live, right? Oh, and yeah. there was so much grace in both of them that occurred, but also two very different, if you will, platforms. And so neither one of you will have ever been able to experience the other experience because you experienced what you did. But I know that you each had to bring forward all of you in that space and time. And so Ali, I wanted to ask you about your platform per se, Safe in the Sun, because I see that you're an aspiring dermatologist. And well, what can I say? I grew up in La Jolla in Southern California. My mother used to say, Junie, you need to get out of that frying pan. Quit putting baby oil on your skin. And so now I'm busy, like, oh gosh, I need a clothespin for my throat and my spots, and I have enough makeup on. And it's just, it's endless. And so I'm curious about Safe in the Sun. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. So my passion for sun safety and skin cancer prevention awareness has started at a really young age. When I was 10 years old, my uncle was diagnosed with skin cancer, melanoma. And I became so curious as to how he developed this and why. And me being, I love the ocean. I'm constantly at the beach almost every single day. I surf, I swim, and I just love being in the sun. And being from Hawaii, it's so imperative to know how to protect yourself and be proactive. And I just kind of figured, you know, if I'm going to become a dermatologist and have this platform, I can do so much to my community and truly inform people of how to be safe in the sun. And right now I'm actually partnering with a sunscreen brand called Vertra, and I'm kind of in their product development right now to try to produce a product, hopefully catering more towards the women's demographic. But I'm really excited to kind of, it's a surprise, but I'm going to share it with you guys hopefully in the next couple of months.
I'm excited because you know how they always say you have to have a niche for your market? Well, you could do women surfers. I just started surfing a year ago on Mother's Day after living here 38 years. So, oh my gosh, Allie, do you want to go to canoe someday with me? You know, there's a south swell right now.
I'm so down, honestly. I'm so down. Surfing in here.
I'll get out there and they're like, oh my gosh, June, look, she's with Miss Hawaii USA. Oh, that's too much. I'll become popular because of you. Hey. So that brings me to the next point on speaking out, because I definitely have a voice after 15 years in Toastmasters and also being a licensed Unity teacher, on occasion delivering some Sunday services. I feel like the more I have control of my voice and the stronger questions I can ask, there are more ways to make love visible. And that brings me to the point of aloha, which I feel is really important. It is a state statute. And the way we bring that forth is through our voice. And Julie, I see you're a board member of Women Speak Out. Can you tell me a little bit about Women Speak Out and what draw you to the organization?
Yeah, so WSO Hawaii is a nonprofit organization, and it's actually run by a former Miss Hawaii as well, Juliet Leiter, wonderful woman. And I actually am a domestic violence survivor. Unfortunately, one of my first relationships growing up was a very toxic one. It was not very healthy in any way. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to learn that until I was much older. And I shared my story when I met Juliet. And when she shared about her nonprofit, I was like, oh my gosh, like Juliet, I had no idea that personally she went through something very similar that I did. And I didn't realize how powerful that was. So being a board member is so amazing, because my mission, especially as a teacher, is to help educate other young individuals about these types of dating violence. And the goal for us is to really work on educating and prevention. We really want to prevent from these students getting into relationships like this. And I think by sharing our stories and really teaching them the importance of self-love, it makes a huge difference.
That's beautiful, especially as a second grade teacher, where you have the opportunity to make an impact in soft ways that introduce children to personal safety and personal self-love. That's super. I love hearing about that, because there is so much going on. And even though we can toss around the word aloha and self-love, it really takes a voice. Unfortunately, it's often a voice that's been hurt. It's someone that has had that personal experience or that damage. But that's also, if you will, a trusted voice. Because I would prefer to hear somebody's story that had gone through the same thing as me, so that I would know that you would know what I was talking about, instead of saying, oh yeah, right, you don't even know what you're talking about. So how could someone get involved with Women Speak Out Hawaii?
Well, we just started our second virtual conference. With things being crazy right now, we have to do a lot of things virtually at this moment, but we did have a Speak Love conference where we invited tons of different students from different high schools, and we had these fun bonding activities. We're planning to have the next one in October. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so that's our next goal. But definitely go ahead and check out WSOHawaii.org. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities if you want to get involved. And of course, for any students or any young individuals that are looking to be educated more about prevention and dating violence, like that's the place to go.
I'll be sure to put that in the hashtag for those of you that need to have that link or that hookup again. So thank you. I have a couple of unique questions, and I hope that they won't be too edgy, but they just came to my mind. And one of them is actually for you, Allie, as a professional model. This is a little odd because I don't know a lot about the pageant world, but I also have seen that you're a trained opera singer. And so I'm guessing that talent is very important. And so number one, I want to know how do beauty and talent come together on a stage or in real life? Because, well, I'll just quickly say, I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Interior Design. That's like furnishings and stuff like that, right? I never was very good with numbers, but I was good with furnishings. And I was also good with speaking, right? So I have people skills, but I've discovered that the interior design is of myself. It's the inside. And I remember once my very first pageant I went to was when Cameo DaCosta competed years and years ago. And a couple years later, she got married and then I got her Hawaiian holoku. And I still have it, like, I don't know, 17 years later, I've still got that dress. But I remember people always said she's just as beautiful on the inside as she is out. And so my question is, with opera singing and the pageant and beauty, tell me a little bit more about the blend of those two.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's funny. So I've been classically trained since I was 5 years old, and I still go to the same vocal coach, and she's, I mean, I shouldn't even say her age, but she's like 90 at this point. And God bless her. I love her. She's still, you know, still scolding me. And it's amazing because she always says something and it really does resonate with me. And she says, when you sing, your soul is out there. And I think it's the same with any kind of art. You give a part of yourself. And I think if people appreciate that and you're honest and you have great intentions, there's nothing that anybody can take away from that. And I think it's always about giving and being able to have a talent. You know, I feel that there's a dime a dozen. Beauty comes in different shapes and forms, but I think it's truly finding what you're good at and utilizing it and finding a way of being able to give back to your community and just trying to spread positivity in that sense. You know, I think beauty does shine more from inside than it does on the outside. Beauty fades. Everyone gets old, you know, but I know that.
Yeah.
But you're still beautiful. And that's the thing. You're still beautiful. So I think it really, people see how you are on the inside. And if you have a talent, you need to just share that with the world, because you're doing the world an injustice by not sharing who you are.
I completely agree with that. Every now and then I have this random thought, like there's some buskers down in Waikiki on Kalakaua Avenue, and some of them are extraordinary. And I think to myself, oh, do they have a secret life as an opera singer? Like you could just go down to a corner and all of a sudden belt it out and stand there and then let people know who you are. I'll be your cheerleader right there for sure. And so I was just thinking about that. Something that I noticed with the two of you is you both feel very grounded and balanced. And there is a certain come from and a level of confidence that one must need to bring to the stage or the platform. But I'm going to take this back to you, Julie, to the event that your fiance Ben created with me for your engagement. And I'll just do, why don't you share a quick recap on that for us?
he definitely got me good. And June, you're so good at helping him out with that. For those that didn't hear about it or anything like that, I guess, you know, Ben knows I love dachshunds. Like I am dachshund obsessed. My whole classroom has dachshunds, everything in my house. Like you can't see it in the back right here, but there's like dachshund everything. And you know, Ben, knowing that was one of my loves in my life, he wanted to incorporate that in our proposal. So he created this whole event with June, like invited all these real people that have dachshunds And it's so funny because I follow some of them on social media, like, oh my God, I love your dogs. And I feel like we're friends because we have similar dogs. And it was funny because we went to this event thinking that it was a get together, a nice little dog event. I know that these truly happen. People are like, does that really happen? I'm like, these happen all the time. I just haven't had the opportunity to go to one because I've been so busy. And so when I got there, unfortunately it was raining that day. It was so wet and pouring. The days before and after were absolutely beautiful sunshine. So I remember I wasn't really focused. I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't been to one of these things. I'm kind of nervous. I have my dogs with me. I'm like, I hope they like really, you know, set a good first impression for us. Hopefully we get invited to the next one. And it wasn't till the very end, you know, June got on the mic and was like, yeah, this event, is actually not what it's supposed to be. And can we have that special someone come up to the front? And I remember when Ben was like, take off your mask. I want to talk to you. I was like, oh God, no, please don't make a scene. Like, I was like, hopefully it's not us. You know, like I was like thinking something else completely. And that's when he, you know, got on one knee and I was just so completely like caught off guard and surprised, so overwhelmed with emotions. And then to see like my family be right there behind me when I turned around was just such a magical moment. And it totally was like the most perfect proposal I could have ever asked or wished for. He went above and beyond. And I guess that's why he's the man I'm going to marry.
I think that's so neat. I'm so glad to have you share that story again from your lips to my ears. I really had a great time organizing that and working with Ben, your fiance. And it was a treat to get the community involved. And I made them all promise not to whisper a word. And there was a little bit of a challenge only because Ben was making me crazy. Like, did she follow up? I'm sitting next to her. She's on her Instagram. She hasn't replied to you yet. And he's sitting right next to you on the sofa. I'm like, Ben, no, I'm looking at my phone too. And I don't just be calm down. It's going to work. I didn't say that, but I felt like saying that because I know myself and I was committed to making this event a surprise for you. And so, but what I wanted to add to that was that, what I most appreciated was seeing, I'm just going to say a pageant or a crown holder become completely authentic and so vulnerable in that moment. It's sort of like a crowning moment for you too, Allie, in a place where you didn't get to see a whole huge audience and walk out on a long runway. But for your sister, when this moment happened, I felt like I got to see the real you. And it just touched me to be a part of that day. And so my question to you, Allie, is I'm going to ask you first, the younger of the two of you and the current crown holder, is what moves you into a place of vulnerability and where do you get really authentic in your life that touches you? Like what's a deep feeling for you that might bring June Dillinger to tears? I don't know. Let's hear what you got.
No, I think I really have to say music has been a huge part of my life. It's my DNA. It's my identity at this point. And I feel that like when I'm singing, I truly feel like I'm like a little girl again in that sense, or just, I can totally just tune out the whole world and be who I am. And just let that shine through. But yeah, I think just maybe singing and music, I can totally be in my own planet. And then I feel like I share that part of myself with you guys.
Yeah. And then just block everything else out.
Totally. Yeah. I think really honestly, music and music has brought me so much joy, and just being able to share that with people is just so rewarding in the sense.
Beautiful. And Julie, now that your life is getting ready to take a new turn or a new road and you're going down a new avenue, what sort of vulnerabilities might be coming up for you?
Oh gosh. It's so crazy because, you know, pageantry took up a good chunk of my life. I'd say a good, you know, 10 years of my life, which is a lot. So now I'm like, oh gosh, I'm not Miss Hawaii anymore. Like, what do I like worry about? What do I stress myself out about? And I now know one, weddings is a thing that's going to be really crazy. But I think the biggest vulnerability is like starting this new chapter with Ben. I think that's crazy to share my heart with someone. I'm sharing all my decisions with him. I'm sure in a bathroom with him, you know, like all these different things that are going to happen. And so I feel like the biggest vulnerability decision that is probably going to come is that we're trying to look for a house. We're trying to really start our life together. And, you know, with Hawaii being really expensive, it's really hard to find a nice home for us. You know, I told him the only things I really want, honestly, is a place to raise our future children and a place for my dogs. That's like number one for me. And I said, after that, everything else is, you know, kitchen, living room size, doesn't matter as much to me. I think those are the two biggest things. And he knows how important that is to me. Like, he knows that that is really an important part of my heart.
Yeah, I wanted to add a thought to that. When you talk about starting a new relationship, well, it's not new, but living in the same home and being in that committed space, is there's a level of, oh my gosh, I have to have this conversation today. I can't let it go any longer. And I guess from my own space, I was married to a Chinese man for almost 20 years. I have a Hapa boy, and he speaks a little bit of Cantonese because his dad was first gen. And his dad still lives here on the island, has been remarried for a good amount of time. And he's a beautiful soul. And I think about my relationship with both of them. And the idea of being able to speak into the relationship from a place of I, and remembering to take care of me, because it's actually not two become one, it's one plus one equals three. So there's one, two, and then the bigger, the universe or God, if you will, and remembering to bring those two things together. And so that brings me back to pageantry, and both of you being Miss Hawaii USAs, is that there's you and the pageant that you're bringing together as one. And so I want to go back to that topic again with regard to beauty, because I, for one, saw the pageant as a beauty thing. And then I remember growing up as a little girl, always wanting to watch the Miss USA pageant or Miss America pageant. And I couldn't wait until the question came up. What's the question going to be? I want to see how smart this girl is. And could I answer the question, or could I ever be that smart myself? And so I feel like that question is the blending of the two. And I want to know from both of you, and let's start with you, Julie, where does the blending of both the inside work and the outside work come together in the world of beauty for you, Julie?
Yeah, that's, you know, with pageants, many people think it's a beauty pageant. So automatically people think, wow, like you must be really beautiful. Your life is, you know, great and perfect. You speak so well. And people don't realize the beauty of any person that's competing in any type of competition or trying to develop themselves in a different way, is that's where the beauty is. I think that's another good thing why the pageants are so amazing now, because they're not just looking for the most beautiful face. They're looking for the girl that is okay with sharing any story that they have, any adversity they've gone through, any challenges that have brought them to be the strong individual that they are today. And I feel that with pageants, like personally for me, that was where, like you said, I feel like that was where I felt like my walls were down. People were able to see me. And so personally, that's where my experience started with that.
And I'll bet they really got to know you over a period of time and watch you grow into a crown holder.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Allie, I'm thinking, because it's been 3 years since your sister held the crown. And so what was your experience of blending those together, that the inside and the outside, and the whole perspective of the word beauty, where I would imagine most people think a pageant is about is the external beauty until they really get to know what's going on.
No, totally. And it's interesting too, because my background has been pretty much modeling and acting and being in theater my whole life. So I was always playing a role, but it wasn't until becoming in a pageant where I was forced to truly kind of understand, like, what do I like? What am I interested in? What do I want to do? How do I want to impact this community? How do I want to impact my state? And I think I'm so grateful for pageantry, because it really opened my eyes and made me realize who I am. Because I feel that before, I'm always in a way playing a role, or even a designer's, they put on clothes and I become that vision. I become their vision. And I didn't truly have my own identity in that sense. And it truly showcases who you are in a pageant and gives you confidence in the sense of what you really want to do in this, in your life.
So the pageantry is really growing young women into whole human beings. Is there do you have coaches? Are there coaching opportunities where you have professional coaches that you work with, not just to be title holders, but to support you in this, in this, in the well-roundedness, Allie?
Yes. So one of my prizes actually as Miss White USA is we have our own personal pageant coach, and her name is Kristen Bradford. Hello. And so she is going, hi, but she's going to help me along my journey towards Miss USA. And I'm just really excited to truly dive in deeper and find out what I really want to share with our country and what message I really want to portray.
That's beautiful. Also, Samantha, of course, last year's title holder and a member of my Ala Moana Toastmasters Club, when she took the role on, there was no pandemic. And then she took the whole year through the pandemic. And so there's one more path laid out for you where things got tidied up. So I'm looking forward to seeing the crown go in the right place this year, Miss Allie.
Thank you.
I'm holding space for you, most definitely. Well, I was really curious about that because I don't know if the two of you know this, but in the last year and a half, I have worked as a support services advisor for the Skin Institute International. It's a school down at Kaka'ako. The owners have been in the business. They're both master estheticians, a mother daughter. They had a spa for 18 years in St. George, Utah, and they're here in Honolulu now. And without saying too much, what intrigued me most when they asked me to come on board and do their commencement talks for their graduations for their students graduating from the esthetician program was that they were interested in the inside out. They wanted to grow self-care and self-awareness so that their students would have that same come from. And I felt like the pageantry has grown into a well-rounded woman and what that looks like. And so I want to blend this into the word woman. There is a new conversation, and my most recent interview was with Miss Jazz Prime. Jazz is a young person, and she introduced me to the conversation of they, them. And the they, them conversation, while I grew up as a she, a her, and a hers, I'm wondering how the pronouns have affected of the conversation in pageantry. Is that something that either one of you feel called to answer by chance?
Well, it's interesting. So when I was in high school, so I've always been a part of theater. I've always had very creative and eccentric friends. And when I was in high school, I actually would kind of get bullied for being friends who were LGBTQ. And in my mind, I never saw anything wrong or different, or it just didn't come, that was never a thought. And I remember just feeling really like, oh, am I weird? Like, am I in the wrong right now for being friends with people who are different? And if you think about it, I technically, when I was in high school, gay marriage wasn't even legal. And we've come a very long way from then. But I feel that we've always had the LGBTQ community, and I don't see anything like wrong with what they want to identify as. And I know what I identify as a she, you know, I'm all in support. So I think you just have to be respectful in that sense and just be willing to be a supportive person in that way.
I like that come from, because it seems the more broad we can be, the more inclusive and about love we can be. Julie, do you want to add anything to that? Does anything pop into your mind?
Yeah, you know, something that not most people know about us is that our brother has Asperger's. And so inclusivity was something that we grew up just because we saw all the struggles that our younger brother went through. And you know, that's the one reason why I actually got into teaching. I started off as a special education teacher, helping other people realize that everything that they're doing in their life, it makes them so special. And that even though they may feel that they have like a learning disability, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. They are honestly so special in their very own unique ways. And I think just because, like how Ali said, the way that she was raised and the way that we were just raised in general, we have understood, I don't know, the most important thing of understanding, I guess, growing up was that everyone is different and it doesn't matter. Like our mom always raised us to judge people by their heart and their character, not by their outside appearance. And I think that was really a great message that we learned from her and obviously we'll pass on to our future children. I pass that message on to my students now to understand, you know, that everyone's different and that's what makes the world so special.
So this brings to mind something that I so super want to ask, and I'm not going to do it, but I am going to state it. I feel like I want to ask you a beauty tip or something like that, because you're pageant crown holders. And then part of me goes like, how insulting is that, June? I can't believe you would want to ask these women a beauty tip. But at the same time I do, and I'm just going to let that one rest. I'm just going to let it rest, but I just wanted to share with the audience. I had to say it. I had to say it because I am not a pageant holder. I am a 58-year-old mature woman looking all like I do. And I do the rounds about that on occasion when I think about where my maturity has brought me to and what beauty is really all about. And so we've actually been chatting for about 40 minutes or so. And I'm wondering if there's anything that stands out to you that either one of you would like to share with the community. This actually will be aired on, let's see, it goes out on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, my website, makinglovevisible.com. We'll see it on Facebook and Instagram. It'll go out on Twitter. And who knows, maybe somebody from that new app Clubhouse will actually pick it up and syndicate us, syndicate the three of us. Wouldn't that be something? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I even said that. Anyway, so is there something that either one of you think that I may have missed or that you feel would be really valuable to share?
You know, I would just want to say that, of course, beauty is exterior, but I think it's truly just learning to accept who you are. And like I said, finding what you're good at. You got to find what you're good at and just own it. You know, no one's perfect. We're all human beings. And even if the world was perfect, how boring would that be? You don't want to be like everybody else. They're already taken. You know, there's that saying. So you just truly have to be who you are and just own it.
Definitely. Thank you. And Julie, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know we live in this world where social media is like a huge thing and most people don't always post the negative things. Like if you're having a bad day, and I want people to remember that, you know, it's okay to not be okay. It really is. And I think that was a huge thing that I learned growing up, you know, especially with now I'm promoting with Women Speak Out Hawaii. It's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to talk with someone. It's okay to share help with someone. I think it's worse if you don't share with someone how you're feeling or what you're going through, whether it be the smallest situation or the biggest one, because I feel that if you're able to share with a friend how you're feeling or a family member of how you're feeling, you'll feel much happier. And I think that's just my little tip for you all listening.
I love it. Thank you so much. I want to see if I can share a screen. I'm trying to figure it out. I wanted to share the picture of the two of you both receiving your crown. And for whatever reason, I'm futting around here and I can't get it to work out. Let's see if I can expand this picture. Okay, there we go. Let's see if I can get this picture up for our audience today to check out. You both are just so incredibly lovely. So I will share this and let's see if we can share this with our audience.
Oh, there it is.
All right, so here are the two ladies being crowned. Of course, Julianne is on the right in the red gown. Oh my gosh, that was such an extraordinary moment. I loved seeing that. And then Allison there on your left, that's left facing, and just lovely. And so I wanted to share this with our audience so we could just celebrate. And is that the exact same crown? Does that go from one?
No, thank God, because mine's like really worn down. If Allie had to have that after a couple of years, I don't think it'd work out. They get a brand new crown. Every winner, every year gets a brand new crown.
Same style.
What a crazy question. I mean, does anybody ever ask them? Well, all right, here's a good one. So what is the craziest question you've ever ever been asked as a pageant holder? That'll be my last question. Can you think of one?
I don't know. I've gotten asked a lot of weird questions.
A lot of weird.
I mean, I have a weird fan mail.
I think it's almost like maybe just being from Hawaii, do you really like swim with dolphins every day? Or, you know, do you really like ride a canoe to school or something, or live in grass huts? And I'm like, I do paddle in a canoe sometimes, but not to school. Or like, you know, I think it's more like general questions about Hawaii that they, you know, of course, dramatize over. So you never really, just funny questions like that.
So you get funny questions, and Julie, you get crazy fan mail.
Yeah, I've had some weird ones. I've had a really weird request for people to, I guess they said they pay me money to send pictures of my feet. Oh, which God. I was like, okay, that's strange. First of all, I don't have lovely feet at all. Like, you know, I don't. If I did, I'd be like, hey, I'd be a foot model, but I'm not. That's actually Allie. Allie's a foot model, which is really funny. But yeah, I think I've had people ask me when will I stop having enough dachshunds? I told them 3's my cutoff, but honestly, if I could, I would have more.
Oh, she would.
Yeah. That's so sweet. I was, when I received that call from the woman that runs the Facebook page here, she said, now here's my crazy question. She says, June, I have had the most unusual question, and I know you have a wedding business. Can you take this call and call this man back? Because he wants to do a surprise engagement for his fiance with as many, like 100 doxies in the park, and trying to sort that all out. I said, all right, give me the number. I'll call him. So that was probably one of the craziest questions I've ever had. And it has to do with you, Julie. So ladies, I'm so honored to be with the two of you. This idea of making love visible and having this podcast available really is to be able to support people in knowing that there are real people like you. There are pageant holders that have this inner beauty that shines, and it's not just all about the outside stuff. And that's why I wanted to ask the two of you to join me. And I'm just so super grateful that you spent this time with me. And is there any last minute words you'd like to say before we close for the afternoon?
I just want to say thank you so much for having us. I'm also grateful just as much too. I'm truly just so honored that you would ask to interview with us, and especially having this opportunity with Julie is always fun too. You know, this is actually our first interview with us together, so that's kind of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks so much, June. I just want to say thank you so much. You know, the last time I saw you was at my proposal. So it's been a couple months since then, but you know, thank you again for putting this together. Thank you again for putting together my proposal with Ben as well. That was definitely a unique one for sure. But again, we look forward to more chats with you.
My pleasure. My absolute pleasure. And I'm glad to know I was the first, we had a threesome.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it was great. And I hope you'll be able to use this as a tool for your next online trio when you have another interview together, because I'm sure this will definitely not be the last. And especially as sisters and both crown holders and both doxy owners. And when the meetups kick up again, I'll be sure to send an invitation to you both. So thank you for being with me. And people, ladies, gentlemen, they, thems, he, she's, hers, and anybody that's watching, even if your dog is sitting here watching, I'd like to say, as always, my name is June, and we are busy making love visible. So thank you for joining me with our pageant holder titles, Julianne Chu and Allison Chu, sisters. Thank you, everybody, for spending some time with these beautiful women from the inside out. Aloha.